I thought we'd stop here as I have some more directions to give you. But before that, I'd like you to look up at that window above the arch and maybe squint your eyes a little. And as you do so, perhaps you can see a man working away, bent over a map and carefully drawing out a route. That is Robert Whitworth, whose name you have heard already. Or maybe you can see a man covered in flour who is looking at the clock, eager to ensure he can get to a meeting in time. Maybe a woman, his wife perhaps, who is looking straight out at you, as though to ask what all the fuss is about. Or a man writing a tender for bricks. A woman saying farewell to her husband as he leaves with a knapsack and shovel. A gamekeeper being handed a pistol and told to do whatever is necessary. Or maybe someone signing a contract with a smile on his face as a railway whistle blows in the distance. All of these will climb down from there and into our story presently. But first, we need to navigate our own map and take a final few twists and turns that will take us to the water. You will see that before the road turns round to the left, there is a cut through on the right. That's where we're going. Come on, I'll help you get there, so don't move to the next track yet. You're going to take another right when you head into that path. Don't be enticed to go towards that rusty red bridge that's parallel to the road. As you keep to your right, the path will curve you round into Gilmore Close. You should see a house, number 14, on your left. You're going to walk down that road, past the houses, and take a left when you reach Schofield Road. I'll give you a few moments to get closer. Follow the hedge to your left until you come to an open space opposite Southern Close. If you walk up onto it, you will see Barleythorpe Brook, which feeds into the canal. That's where you should go to the next track. It's only a couple of minutes away.